Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Almost every new road project has some sort of consideration for bicycles, and it's obviously good news for you. But among the ideas for bike consideration on new road projects, what seems to be the best?
Well, we're really excited the work that we've been doing over the last decade. We've, with a number of municipalities, starting with the City of Buffalo first, passing complete streets policies, which basically says whenever we design, construct, maintain a street, and need to accommodate all road users. So for so long, we just focused on moving cars from point A to point B. Now we're thinking about how do pedestrians interact with the space and safe crossings. How do we make sure that we're providing access for bicycles, as well as making sure we're safely and efficiently moving vehicles? So, you know, these types of projects have been, you know, coming about based on these foundational policies, and we're really seeing some exciting projects coming along. Some of the most, from our side, from the bicycling perspective, you know, anything that provides physical protection from vehicles, we've seen study after study from around the country and around the world that when you provide that physical separation from vehicles, that you can get up to 90% of the population riding in those locations because they feel safe. Women, children, families, older adults, particularly with the adoption of now e-bikes, more and more people want to get out there and ride. So it's incumbent upon us to make safe places for people to do so.
In the town of Tonawanda, Supervisor Eminger will have a traditional bike lane on Parker with the new roundabouts there. Congressman Higgins has talked about a raised cycle track. Of those ideas, what seem to be better for bicyclists using the roadways?
Yeah, so each one are incredibly different contexts. The surrounding land uses really defines a type of facility that needs to be deployed. So on Parker Boulevard, where you're connecting parks, you're connecting schools, you're connecting neighborhoods, you know, the work that they have done there to calm the traffic, putting in those roundabouts so that it's free flowing, but adding bicycle lanes there really works quite well in that type of context, low volume, low speed street. Whereas a street like Main Street, it's incredibly important to create that physical separation. So the idea of having a raised, physically separated facility there is what's going to work best to get people out there riding.
Is it better to focus on bike paths off the road entirely?
Again, it depends on the context. If there is an and depends what, you know, where we're working. A very large right-of-way that has excess capacity on the roadway for vehicles that is actually needed. The State Department of Transportation's threshold is 15,000 vehicles a day or less. If it's a four-lane roadway, can be narrowed to a three-lane roadway, and then frees up space for use for other modes. You know, having something physically separated could be on street as simply as, you know, using parked cars to protect the cyclists as opposed to putting the bike lane on the opposite side, or it could be a separate side path. A good example is the multi-use pathway that wraps around the Richardson complex and Buffalo State that's off the roadway and incorporated into the sidewalk. The facilities that the city has recently completed on Niagara Street, creating that physical buffer, is another example. But then, of course, our trails and greenways. And then the goal, of course, is to make sure that all these new facilities, these investments, are not only recreational in purpose, which is great, but provide meaningful connections to destinations that people go to. Majority of our trips in the United States are within 1 to 3 miles, and the majority of those trips are taken in the car by ourselves. And so we can simply create safe places for people to easily walk and bike for their daily needs without necessarily always having to hop in the car. It's going to be great for the environment. It's going to be great for our health. It's going to be great for economic vibrancy in our communities. And it's going to build a quality of life in Western New York that is going to attract more people here to live, work, and play. While municipalities are implementing some of these projects, we are out there doing some temporary projects. Forest Avenue is a good example where we're doing you know, very inexpensively using some paint and some flexible bollards and rubber form pieces to, you know, begin to change the shape of that street, let people experience it in a whole new way. And ideally, these changes can then be made permanent long term. So we continue to work with communities, with municipalities, all in an effort to build quality of life in West of New York by improving mobility for all people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.